Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Bob Gordman is back on the show. Robert Gordman is the author of at least a couple of books that I know of, The Must-Have Customer and Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot. How about that for alliteration? He's the president of the Gordman Group, and he's our good friend. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Always a pleasure to be here. And by the way, congratulations on your big anniversary. That's quite a great achievement.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's been a fun 10 years, and we're looking forward to 10 more fun years. Maybe, and I don't know what's going to happen after that. You know, by that time, I'll be a greeter at Walmart maybe after that. That might be a good transition. Hey, Bob, I was talking to the audience before you got here about your visit, and I was talking about, you know, what we do here on this show is we try to help small business owners get better at what they do, become better managers, better marketers, better at operating their business and just becoming more successful in general. The point I made was that one of the best ways to make all those other things kind of fall into place and one of the things that can make you look really smart as a manager is to get really good at taking care of your customers. And I just think one of my mentors, Bob, used to say, sales cures all ills in a business. And I kind of believe that. And of course, you know, the customer, that's where the sale happens. And so taking care of our customers has got to be job one in a business, isn't it?
Well, Jim, it is job one. The conclusion I've kind of come to over time, though, is that particularly small businesses where every sale is very often a critical sale, sometimes companies get distracted and entrepreneurs get distracted trying to serve the wrong customer. And I guess, you know, right away, probably your listeners...
That is one of the fatal attractions, let's say, of a lot of small businesses.
It is, and unfortunately, it very often spells the end of those small businesses, because they take their limited resources and attempt to serve every customer, and if they're serving the wrong customer, they're trying to provide either services or goods that don't fit their sweet spot, which is what our new book is focused on, and they're simply wasting their time. They're trying to capture a customer that they can't profitably do business with, and the bottom line is that if you can't profitably do business with a customer, you really don't need them, because they will put you out of business.
Remember the Urban Cowboy movie?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that soundtrack, the one song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places?
I wrote an article for a magazine that I write for every month, and that was exactly the line I used last month.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's what you're talking about, isn't it? We're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, unfortunately true.
So how do we fix this?
Well, you know, we've discovered a couple of things. Number one, you have to be crystal clear on who you want to serve. Who is this customer that you want to spend the rest of your life, or at least your business life, focused on and filling their needs? And what is it that's unique about that customer? So once you understand that, you can then focus your business and focus everything you do on the needs of that customer and not be chasing the wrong customer. I think one of the really interesting couple of really interesting case studies that have popped up recently was about 60 days ago. Sprint sent out a letter and fired 10,000 customers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now that's kind of an interesting thing, firing 10,000 customers. But if you read a little bit more into the article, you found out that these 10,000 customers averaged 60 calls to customer service or technical support.
Wow.
Every month.
Wow.
Every month.
Holy mackerel.
Now, a company, no matter how big they are, can't afford to serve a customer.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about the concept of firing customers. Have you done that lately, folks? It takes some courage. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
And the range of useful information you bring to your listeners is staggering.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Robert Gordman. Bob is the author of The Must-Have Customer and Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot, Building Sustaining Profitable Growth. And Bob, tell us where your books are available.
Well, the easiest spot, Jim, is typically Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. is the easiest way to get almost any book these days.
Right, but ask about it at your store, at your local store, and if they don't have it, they can order it for you, or as Bob says, you can go online and get it. What about your own website, Bob?
Yes, you can go to GordmanGroup.com. And we have links there to order the book.
G-O-R-D-M-A-N group, spelled out, .com, GordmanGroup.com. Bob, we're talking about, you were telling us about Sprint firing 10,000 customers because they just weren't profitable for them.
Yeah, it was, I guess it was probably a surprise when they came to that reality.
What did they say to the customer?
You know, they essentially sent out a letter that was republished in the media that said your use of technical support and customer service was excessive, and we can't afford to serve you as a customer.
Obviously, we can't make you happy, so have a good life.
We can't afford to keep you.
Yeah.
By the way, Best Buy, about 5 years ago, went through that same exercise and discovered that half of their customers weren't profitable.
See, if that's what gets a letter like that going out, I should be getting letters all the time and saying, "We love you."
You know,
because I'm a low maintenance customer. I don't hassle anybody.
Wouldn't that be smart? I mean, that would be so good to.
Wouldn't that be good? Yeah, it would be great. Hey, Jim, you haven't bugged us at all. Please come back.
Yeah, one of the case studies we talk about in the Super Sweet Spot is a guy named Ron Morose, who is a Volvo salesman.
Right.
But he's not just a Volvo salesman. He's one of the top 25 Volvo salesmen out of 5,000 in the country.
You know they're boxy, but they're safe.
Yes, I drive one. and anyway, Ron understands what you were just talking about. He understands that if he's got a good customer, he wants to keep that customer for life. And he's sold Volvos now for 27 years. And he sends out birthday cards. He sends out wedding cards.
Right.
He stays in touch with the customer. And he doesn't just wait until they're ready for a new car. He actually is always staying in touch with his new customers. And what's really amazing about Ron, he's probably the only car salesman you've never heard of or ever heard of that doesn't take walk-in customers.
Wow.
So at the dealership, when somebody walks through the door at Rick and Bob Oval, he's not the next guy up to take a customer. He only works by appointment.
Wow. So what he's done is he works for a company that sells somebody else's automobile, so he's just an employee, a salesperson of this company, but he's created his own brand within that, hasn't he?
Absolutely, and he doesn't see himself just as an employee. He sees it as his business.
It's his business.
You know, just like an insurance, somebody in insurance or a doctor that practices by himself. And he treats it in the absolute most professional way.
He's become Mr. Volvo in his marketplace by just loving people up and serving them within an inch of their lives.
And he's created a super sweet spot. He's just not another car salesman.
Right.
And so even in a one-person business, he's been able to do that.
So this is what you call the super sweet spot. When you get to that zone, you get in a zone, so to speak. You get to that point where you're almost unconscious. You're just one with your customers.
Yeah, and you know what? Competition becomes irrelevant at that point.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference who else is selling cars. That makes no difference to Ron, because Ron's built a super sweet spot. And he's got a customer base. He doesn't have to worry about that.
And I'll bet you $100 when they look at the profit margins of his transaction, I bet not only does he sell more cars than anybody else, I bet his profit margin is higher than anybody else.
You know what's so interesting, Jim? He said to me, you know what's interesting? He says, rarely do my customers worry about negotiating on price.
Right.
Because they know they're going to get exactly what they want when they talk to him. They're not going to get anything more than what they want. And he's not there to sell them something they don't need.
And I bet whenever they have a maintenance issue, I bet he's all over it. I bet he doesn't just hand them over to the service people and say, here, you handle it. I bet he follows up on that.
He does that. And I can tell you, one night I had to drop off my car for something, and I was heading to the airport. And he said to me, oh, taking cabs is really expensive. Come on, I'll drive you out there.
You know, folks, this is not just an interesting story. This could be your life. I mean, this should be your life. In your business, your salespeople, your employees, your own, the way you deal with your customers. If you're lamenting the fact that customers aren't coming back, if you're not getting the profit margins you need, you know, it might be as simple as what Bob's talking about this Volvo salesman who basically, what he's doing, Bob, costs nothing.
Now, Jim, I'll tell you what, though. Here's the important point that we make in the book. It costs nothing, but it's who Ron is. He is passionate about helping people and focusing on the needs of people. So he doesn't have to force himself to do this. This comes naturally. Another case study we talked
hold
about.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with this case study right after these messages. Folks, you know, this is a mission. This is a way of life that you've got to assume if you're going to really be successful as a small business owner. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, need the cover of October skies.
Welcome back. It's 7-10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is where you can find the show and all the other stuff we do here. And the second one, askjim.biz, is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. Robert Gordman is our guest. He's all over our websites. And Bob is a good friend of ours, the author of The Must-Have Customer and Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot. That's what we're talking about today. How to get your business into that zone, into that super sweet spot where, you know, Bob, you hear about golfers just going unconscious and just you know, knocking flags down and making all the putts, and they just go into a zone, we call it sometimes, or they just go unconscious and they're just so one with their craft, and that's what small business owners need to do, and they can get there, can't they?
Absolutely. They have to do two things. Number one, they need to think about what their passion is. What can they do better than anybody else in the market? And I don't care what they're doing, there's always something you can do better. And once you understand what you can do better than anybody else, now you got to think about what's relevant to the customer. Because
and who wants that? Find people who want that.
Absolutely.
And in the 21st century, you can make a living finding those people, can't you?
Well, you know, it's kind of incredible. In the new book, we talk about, I always like to use a lot of case studies because it helps people think about their business.
But, stories are good.
You know, so in the book, just in the case studies, we've got Lincoln Industries, who's a company primarily in the plating business. GameStop, who's in the video game business and has just opened their 5,000th store. Dr. Rick Abrams, who is a doctor who does not see sick patients. He only sees people that want to stay well. And this is a doctor that only sees one patient a day.
Holy mackerel.
And have you seen those chainsaw ads from Steel? You know, they're usually in orange.
Yeah.
And they talk about how they don't sell Home Depot or Lowe's.
Right.
I mean, these are all super sweet spots. These are all companies have discovered some incredible uniqueness that they have or could create, and they've built super sweet spots, which are businesses that are growing profitably every day. They're not worried about where their business is coming from because customers are coming to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a
but that you have to have a highly defined sense of who you are, what you can do the best of anybody else, and you've got to focus on the people who only want that. Because if you start wandering out into the margins, that's when you get into trouble, isn't it, Bob?
Well, that's when you start running out of money. You know, when you try to do everything well, you start running out of money. If you can pick one thing and do that better than anybody else and do it every day of your life, you can build a great business.
Mm-hmm. So give us some other ideas on how we can get to this super sweet spot as a small business.
Well, I think number one, buy a copy of the book. it kind of gives you a blueprint.
That's understood.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it's really about what can you do well, who's that relevant to, what are the rules of those customers, what's most important to them that you need to focus on, because if you're guessing at it, you're gambling. So the key is talk to a bunch of those customers and ask them.
Yeah.
Find out and then absolutely focus all your effort on what's important to them. And if you can do those things over and over and over again, you're going to love getting up in the morning, you're going to make money, your business is going to grow, and life's going to be good.
I pulled off some cool things in the marketplace before, and somebody maybe a competitor or somebody who knew what I was doing, you know, said, "How did you do that?" I said, "I asked them."
It's amazing what customers will tell you.
It's incredible what they'll tell you when you ask them. And then just do it.
Absolutely.
And if you do it well, they'll love you and they'll come back.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, one of the things that we very often hear, particularly from small businesses, is that, well, you know, we can't afford research. It's just too expensive. And that's absolutely not true anymore.
Yeah.
There's so many great things that you can do with the Internet that are very inexpensive. You can pick up a phone and call some people. You just have to be determined that you don't want to spend another day in a business that's struggling and that every day you're pushing a rock uphill, and you want to be in a business that's thriving and exciting and is focused on what turns you on.
Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot. That's the new book that Bob Gordman has out. Robert Gordman is on the title. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Happy holidays to you and yours.
Same to you.
Yeah, got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.